Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
It's in front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the Approach Podcast with Adam. Adam is a celebrity chef turned health coach to the stars, an ex-gymnast and ultra-marathon runner. Here, he'll discuss intermittent fasting, sugars intake, sustainable weight loss, and so much more. No script needed and off the cuff. Adam's knowledge and passion for wellness and nutrition will blow you away. So sit back, relax, and prepare to get healthy.
What's going on, Victoria? How are you today?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. You guys are listening to the Approach Podcast. Obviously, you've just heard from Victoria. We have an exciting podcast for you today where Victoria drums up all her grand wizardry and questions. So I'm excited about today's podcast.
I'm excited. We're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about our own Christmases, whether we're ready or not, and then reflect a little bit on the last year, which has been an amazing year for the Approach, and then talk briefly about one of our recent blog posts that went out on the website, which I think is relevant to Christmas and worth discussing.
Awesome. So Rachel and I do Hanukkah, and I love Christmas. I grew up Jewish, but I grew up celebrating Christmas as well. I just loved it. And so we do both, but we decided for Hanukkah, we are just doing cash. That's it. You're getting whatever amount of cash. We are not doing gifts anymore. We can open some gifts. It's just way too much. We drove ourselves bonkers this year. And you know what? They didn't like half the stuff we got for them. Oh, I don't like pink. Oh, I didn't want a sweatshirt. I was like, done.
Oh, done.
We're not doing it anymore. You be grateful that you have a 2-year-old.
Three now.
Three. Oh, he just turned three. Yes.
Yeah.
Be grateful. He likes a box.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I've been super organized. I did all of his presents. We're not getting him much because he'll be completely spoiled by family. And both Adam and I have big enough families that Isaac is going to be fine for presents.
And he's one of the only like grandkids, right?
He's the only one on my side.
Yeah.
And he's the only young one on Adam's side because they're all older. So we've been really organized. We've got his stuff that will go under the tree, but it is really just coloring books, pens.
Oh my gosh.
Little bits of like bubble bath.
I am so jealous.
Yeah.
My daughter wants a MacBook. Okay. It's like,
I know.
You're kidding me?
Honestly, I really do. It's just been so fun because I was in the shop with him the other day and he picked up a new toothbrush. And it was £3, a little electric, like your first ever electric toothbrush thing. And it had a little minion on it. And he was like, please, can we ask Santa if this can be added to my list? And I was like,
I hate you right now. I think there's a lot of people that do not like you right now, Victoria.
Well, he'll get loads of little bits like that, but it's not much. I've just tried to wrap lots of small things up so it looks like a little heap. And then he's getting just one Paw Patrol toy from us as like from mummy and daddy. Everything else is Santa. And that's
it. He had a birthday too. So he got a bunch of stuff then. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. So he's set. And Adam and I don't buy for each other. And we just,
Rachel and I said this year, we're not doing it. We get things for each other all throughout the year, you know, whatever it is. So we're not doing
it's too much. I couldn't cope with it.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I know. It's been nice just to do little cute things for Izzy. And we are in like full on Christmas spirit. We are like elf on the shelf every day. We are tree up, lights on.
I want to make it a goal for myself. Next year, I want to be in UK for Christmas and get the snow and really experience like a UK Christmas. I'm putting it out there.
I think in the universe. There is talk of snow on Christmas Day here.
Yeah.
So, like at the moment, we've not had any. This time last year, we had snow. So far, we've not had any, but I think it might come. I think it might come Christmas Day.
I'm putting it out in the universe. I think that'd be fun. That's a bucket list thing, you know.
Yeah.
UK and Christmas. I think that'd be fun.
It'd be really fun. I'm hosting Christmas Eve, so I'm all set for that. I'm doing like
your carrots and peppers and homemade hummus.
I'm doing stuff for meat eaters as well. So I'm doing like a massive like charcuterie board, like a vegan one, a vegetarian one, and a meat one. And they're just going to be all around.
That, you, that you're getting from your like local butcher, like a block away.
Of course. Yeah. Because I'm a country girl. And yeah, it's all very villagey and cute around here. So yeah, very excited for Christmas.
Very cool.
And how are you feeling about the last year? Because we're coming now to the end of 2023.
So I finally got the, so I was working on a staff memo for like over a month. It was like going to be the death of me. I just wanted it to be perfect. You know, when you're writing a memo and trying to put everything into a memo about the entire year, number one, you want it to be perfect, but you also want it to be, I feel like, everlasting, right? Like I want to look back 10 years from now and that memo to be super relevant still. And the things I talk about, you know, to be like, wow, like, yes, but I remember when we went through that. I remember when we did that. And so I still want it to be relevant. So that's what took me so long. I really wanted it to be special. So I got that done and sent it to all the staff and I think they all appreciated it. And yeah, we've had a great year. And I think, you know, it's been a great year when we've had so many challenges, and that's the way I'm looking at it. If it was just a straight arrow of like all this goodness and peaches and roses and butterflies, like I don't know, I don't think we'd appreciate the year as much, you know. So we've had certainly our fair share of challenges. Again, I was, you know, we did a podcast. I was in India for 2 weeks working on our app. We've had, like any business, some minor staff issues, not with our health coaches, with other backend stuff. But can I say that? Is that bad to say on here?
No, that's fine. Honesty is the best policy.
So we've had our share of challenges and it's all made us bigger, better, stronger. And I think come together, I mean, our staff has never been better. And that was a big piece to my memo is our staff is amazing. You're amazing. Our health coaches are amazing. And that's really what it comes down to is you gotta kind of, you know, to get to the waterfall, you gotta go through the jungle, right?
It's been a real year of development. And I think, you know, I would have loved it to have been a year of huge growth. In many ways it has, it's, you know, as we've grown throughout the year, but I think we've made so many changes that are just going to make the program better and better and better as the years go on. And you'd have to take that time to say, right, let's pull everything apart. Let's kind of start from scratch again. Let's go through every course module and check that the information is as good as it can possibly be. Where can we add in more stuff? Like that's what the year's been. It's just been digging out and turning over everything in the business and saying, how can we make this better? And if we've had to tear a whole thing down and rebuild it, then that's what we've done. So
there's another line that, you know, the first person through the wall gets hurt kind of thing. And I think we're being so in it, and it's so true because I do believe that we are the first people doing this. And mark my words, you can quote me on this podcast. In the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, I think you're going to see a lot of people really trying to do what we do as far as, you know, the success that we're having, the support that we offer. And that's really what we're all about. Just having that support. Every member gets a health coach. Like it doesn't exist. And especially at the price tier that we're offering it at. I'm not plugging our app by any means. It's incredible what we do. And I'm looking over here. I don't mean to cut you off, but you know, we had one meal plan a year ago. One.
Yeah.
Now we have what, 6, 7?
Yeah.
And all thanks to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So like we're always growing, we're always adding.
Absolutely. And the thing is, if people want to see different meal plans, let us know because we'll put them together. Like I saw somebody the other day asking specifically about Asian food. And I kind of immediately thought, oh my goodness, we need to do meal plans for different cultures. And I think
Indian is another big one because you know, a lot of Indians eat mainly vegetarians and or at least from my experience. And I think putting together maybe an Indian based vegetarian meal plan would be really good.
Absolutely. I can't wait to do that.
Do you do stocking? Back to Christmas. Do you do stockings in your house?
Yeah, we do stockings. We've got them all up at the moment. They all sort of hang around the house. And then this is the dog's one, actually. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah,
that the dogs is cute. Have a little dog stocking on their door, and that's all filled with treats and stuff. So,
of course it is. All organic treats.
I don't know. Some of them. I'm not perfect, Adam.
I don't know. I'm challenging you. We did stockings this year too, which was totally against. Like, I'm converting Rachel little by little, and she's not a huge fan. She grew up like strict Jewish, and so now we have stockings. So it's so funny in our house. Like, but she's like, "You're doing Christmas. She'll take care of Hanukkah. I'm doing Christmas. So we got stockings in, and for the first time. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and I know a lot of a lot of listeners to the podcast have lots of questions surrounding Christmas and how to stay healthy. And I guess we answered a lot of this at Thanksgiving. We did a Thanksgiving podcast specifically on sort of healthy tips. So I don't want to go over that again. If people are interested in that, they can go and listen to that podcast because there's a lot of transferable skills. But we had a blog come out on the website last week, which was all about the way that you eat. So we talk in the course about mindful eating. And that can be anything from whether you're eating on your phone or eating, watching television, or eating and connecting with family. And I think that Christmas and really any holiday celebration is a great time to, like, people say it all the time, "Oh, I love Christmas because we all sit together around the table." And there are so many healthy habits that you can try and establish throughout the year that maybe you just happen to save holidays and things. So the blog is really worth a read. But what are your thoughts on sort of eating with family?
Yeah, I love this. I mean, I'm a huge family guy, you know, as are you. I'm just a sucker for family. I love family being over, especially like the immediate family and the kids and stuff like that. We just implemented no phones at the kitchen table or the eating. If they're sitting there and just kind of enjoying, doing nothing, then that's fine. They can have their phones. But if it's eating, there is no phones at that time. So we just implemented that like a month ago. And that is for sure mindful eating tactic, because you're on your phone, you're just shoveling food, you don't know what's going on. The whole experience of eating, you have to kind of be one with, I sound so cheesy and I say this all the time, but be one with your food, enjoy your food, understand what you're eating. Chew, right? We talk about chewing in our program quite a bit. You know, don't just put a bite in your mouth and swallow like, you know, you're not even paying attention. Chew your food, have conversations. Do you do, maybe Isaac's too young, but we do like roses and thorns at dinner. You don't do that. Do you know what that is? It sounds like such a British thing too. Roses and thorns, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a bar or something. I'm sure like 50 bars are named like roses and thorns or whatever. This is like your good and your bad of your day.
Oh, okay. So we do
that almost every day at dinner time too. And that, you know, gets conversation going and stuff like that. So that's always fun.
Yeah. We do try and do that. We try and say one good thing. That Isaac will say, Isaac will just tell us one thing he did. That's at the moment, if you say to him, "What did you do today?" "I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Yeah.
So I'm like, if you can just tell me one thing that you did, that would be great.
It's so frustrating. You just spent 8 hours in school. You don't remember one thing.
But sometimes he spent the whole day with me and Adam will be like, "What have you done today?" And he's like, "I don't know." I'm like, "Oh, great. I've put so much effort into today."
Yeah.
I think there's something else to do with the fact that your stomach gets full before it has time to tell your brain?
Yeah, before your brain catches up. Yeah.
So I think if you're just watching something or scrolling and there's just that habit of eat, you're not giving your body time to tell your brain that it's full.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing when you're having conversation around the table, that time sort of, you know, naturally expands and you'll feel full when you're actually full rather than, you know, after you've eaten another portion of something.
100%. Yeah. Cause it takes time to start the digestion and get to your stomach and yeah. And so, and also too, like your stomach, as we know, is going to keep expanding whatever you put into it. So like, just give it a timeout a second. I always tell people that, like, give it a timeout, you know, drink some water, you know, and trust me, you'll be full.
Yeah. Completely agree. But yeah, we share loads of really cool blogs over on the website. So if anyone wants to check them out, do go over to jointheapproach.com/blogs. We share 1 to 2 a week and they're always really insightful and they're shared on our Facebook page too. So they're really, really cool. Shall we finish up with some questions?
Of course. I love our little questions, Q&A time.
So, if you could put together your favorite day of meals, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Really?
And this can be personal to you. This isn't like, this isn't.
I'm a huge fan of like a good fajita, like a shrimp fajita. I'm a huge fan of that because I love, sorry, those are the dogs. I'm surprised your dogs haven't made an appearance.
I know, they're being good.
Yeah. I'm a fan of like all the little toppings and make, I like the variety of stuff. So that would probably be a, like an ideal breakfast meal for me. I'm a sucker for like carrots and hummus or like a half a banana on my little Siggy's yogurt. It doesn't always agree with me, but I do like, I think it's it keeps me full. And then for dinner, honestly, a nice piece of fish and like some like air fried Brussels sprouts. That's like, you can't beat it for me. So yeah, that's like that would be an ideal day for me. And again, the fajitas, you're getting full, you're having a little snack and then a light dinner. Yeah.
Perfect.
What about you?
For me,
vegetables.
I honestly, a Buddha bowl, like a really Buddha bowl for me is like the dream.
With like beans and stuff.
Yeah. So I'd probably do like black beans and then like grated carrot, some
rice,
a couple of maybe salad-y bits, a rice. It almost like a deconstructed burrito. Like in a Buddha bowl. So without the wrap, a little bit of guacamole. Yeah. Love. That's
like, the job. I like it.
Be like perfect. When we go on holiday, we go to Lanzarote quite a lot because we've got friends there and they own a restaurant and one of their main things is Buddha bowls. And I just love it. Whenever that's all I eat when I go, I'm like just Buddha bowl after Buddha bowl.
Nice like love sauce them. On top, like some like creamy cilantro or something.
Like, yeah. Or like, I quite like tahini, which is also like a good protein source for me. So stuff like that.
Perfect. Very cool.
Your little flaked almonds on top. Yeah, lovely.
Oh, wow. All right, going all out.
So that would be my breakfast meal ideal. Snacks, probably maybe. I quite like a rice cake with peanut butter on or a bit of apple.
Rachel does that pretty often.
Yeah. I like being able to really chew it. Feel like I'm actually breaking something in my mouth. I feel like it's.
I understand that. Yeah.
All right. And then dinner would be broccoli and then maybe like probably a tofu or something or like a little lentil.
Like pan seared or something.
Yeah. I really like that. Or yeah, just like a little lentil mix with a sort of chili with some broccoli on the side.
We made like a turkey chili yesterday and I love it because I don't really do turkey too often, but when she makes it, like you can have it for like 3 days, you know?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can, I'm sure you do like vegetarian chili too.
Yeah. So nice. So nice. Are there better fruits than others when it comes to having your snack?
Oh gosh. Okay. So on my lives, if you ever join me on live, I'm just like, look, any fruit is okay. Like, I don't want it for people to get picky. Like, there's so many other things that we need to worry about when just starting your weight loss journey. But of course, yes, berries are going to be like your number one, right? Loaded in antioxidants. They're going to be your best when it comes to things like melons. And again, these are all things that we actually go into detail on the program, but like melon, like cantaloupe, honeydew, not the best. Actually, a lot of cantaloupe just got recalled, I guess you call it, or like for salmonella. Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize like you should be washing the outside, because when you cut, you're cutting through. So even though it has a layer of skin, you should be washing the outside of like a cantaloupe.
Pro tip, right there.
Yeah. but those are mainly kind of just sugar water, not so many. If you have any digestive issues, the melon would be great. But berries would be a top for me. Berries, cherries, the number one antioxidant fruit, cherries.
Yeah.
So, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Final question did come specifically from a member on a post, and she said, I thought and was told by my doctor that my menopause weight gain was completely normal, but now I'm seeing your posts and wondering if I can actually lose it and should I have put it on in the first place?
Yeah, another hot topic that comes up quite a bit. Listen, 90% of our members are women, I would say, and 60% of those, that 90% is women in menopause or perimenopausal or you know. I think it's a combination. Yes, your hormones are changing, right? So that's a given, right? I'm not going to, you know, take away from that happening to women's bodies. So, someone questioned me the other day, they're like, how would you know you're not a woman? And I was like, well, listen, I've been coaching women for 15 years now. And if you've been in my household, you'll get the picture. I think it's a combination of a few things. Yes, hormones are a little out of whack. Your body's changing. But it's also a combination too of a lifestyle, right? It's a point in your life where you've just probably become more stagnant. Your eating habits have changed. You've prioritized everybody else in your life, right? And you've put yourself last. So there's probably a few people listening right now that's like light bulbs are going off like, wow, yes, this has changed over the years. And, you know, there are the dogs again. and so, yeah, I think it's a combination. And I would say, don't hate me, ladies, but is it more of a combination of that more than the hormones? I think, you know, intermittent fasting in itself is going to help with hormones, going to help stabilize those hormones, going to help with insulin levels. Newer studies have come out that it's helping with things like PCOS and Hashimoto's and things like that. So, yeah. I think we can't use these things as an excuse. So, and we're obviously seeing tremendous amount of results with women. I mean, Sonia just hit 48 pounds lost. You know, in menopause, we see it every day, right? Lisa down 60 pounds and she's 60. 60 pounds and 60. So, yeah.
Yeah. And she looks fantastic. Yeah. I saw a picture of her the other day and was just like, wow.
I get so upset because like people send me their after photos and it was like 20 pounds ago. I'm like, you lost another 20 pounds since then. I need an update, you know? So,
awesome. That's our questions.
Very cool. This is a great topic. Yeah. And, you know, back to, you know, Christmas and holidays, if you're going somewhere, bring something healthy. If you're cooking, you have more control over what you're doing. So don't freak out. You can get through the holidays and still even lose weight during the holidays. So yeah, make this year different.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Well, if you guys want more information about the Approach program, the easiest way to get started is just to go to the App Store or the Play Store and download the Approach. A lot of people are seeing the clinic. You're not the clinic. We're the clinic, guys. So just download the member. It's a turquoise blue icon that you can download and you'll get started. Or go to jointheapproach.com, right?
Yeah, you can find the links all there.
Thank you so much, Victoria.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, have a great holiday.
If you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in health coaching, nutrition, and wellness tips, make sure to check out Adam and follow at Adam Potash Approach.